Hi, this is Kim Pratt, and this is my piece called Choices. Temptations stand to my left and to my right. I have two choices. I can give in or I can fight the feeling of my flesh being weak, but my spirit is willing. No yielding is the voice that reminds me of the killing that the roaring lion desires to act out on me. Fallen prey results in delayed destiny that was set for me, purpose set for me, so I know there's more to me than this, but the choice is mine. Do I give in to my own will, or am I truly submitted to you, the divine? Casting down the imaginations in my mind and let shine my light, or have the form that deny the power that puts a thousand to flight? So many choices. But you know what? He had a choice. Does he raise his voice and summon angels and legions, or choose to hang in between two thieves and die like a heathen? Crucifixion made it hard for him to breathe in. He gasped as they took the staff and gave him vinegar to try and relieve him. At that moment, the enemy showed him a snapshot of me deceiving him. Christ, do you really want to die for someone you know will deny you? She's just going to worship and walk by you just to turn around and crucify you afresh. But Christ kept silent and ignored my mess, and he chose death. And his decision washed my sins away. He chose to hang up there and bleed and die on the cross, although I'm tempted to resurrect my flesh every day. So what do I decide? What do you decide? Well, my answer lies in those three words. It is finished. My will diminished as I pause and realize that, you know what? Finished it really is. At that moment, I realize that my life is not mine, but it's his. So choose you this day who you will serve. I finally made my choice, my decision. So what's yours? Choose.